that laid that down in it.
Mm-hmm. And
or, or some made them out of two befores, and anyway, it's the log would lay down in like that there. About three of them, they'd have about three of them
mm-hmm.
for that log to lay in. Well, that'll help hold it, and it's up here where you don't have to get down on your knees or bend so low down. That's
yeah, that's not to have so much wear and tear.
Yeah, that takes some of that back breaking out.
Yeah.
Of it.
Well, now. Like to straighten their hair in the morning, people would use a comb and a
brush.
Well, now, what about to get lint off your clothes? What would you have to do?
Yeah, they had a clothes brush
uh-huh.
for that.
Yeah.
And that clothes brush, very often, back in my boy days, that's where they had it. It had a little round on the brush, would be under it like here, and it'd have a handle all that long.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of it here, it'd have a round brush, about so that. Well, that there part was used for the blacking and shining of a shoe.
Oh, right there on the same?
Yeah, right on the same brush. Now, that,
mm-hmm. yeah. So you could brush your clothes with it and...
And turn it over and then brush your shoes and polish your shoes, shoe black.
Right. Pretty handy.
Yeah, yeah, it was
pretty
handy, yeah.
Now, for sharpening a straight razor, they use a leather...
Leather strap and a hone. They honed them with a rock that they had.
Mm-hmm.
They called a hone for a razor.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had this leather strap that they could strap it on there and with a straight razor.
Well, now, what about, what kind of ammunition would you put in a shotgun?
You put powder and shot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, in my boyhood days, they called them muzzle-loading shotguns. They didn't have a shell, you see.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And they had a damn powder, to measure this powder, so much powder, they put so much powder in, so much shot,
mm-hmm.
and they put a wad in there of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them had one, could cut it out, and some just tore it off.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a ramrod to push that right down into that
mm-hmm.
gun. And then they put a cap. Had to put a cap on this here for the hammer to hit
mm-hmm.
again, that far that.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And that's how that would work.
Yeah, that's how that worked. Well, the same thing applied to the rifle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the rifle...
It was muzzle-loading?
It was muzzle-loading. It was the Confederate soldiers used. That's what they used. They used a muzzle-loading rifle. Now, that's another thing that we let get away, Granddaddy's rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And there can be a few of them found in the country. I don't know just who's got them, but they... There, they were muzzle-loading rifles, and they mold this bullet. They had bullet molds,
mm-hmm.
and it was lead. And they mold that bullet, and they place this here powder in this barrel here, and they push that bullet in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had a cap put right on hit. The hammer hit again. Hit this as far as hit. All right. And they was a powerful gun, too.
Oh,
they were a powerful gun to man carry around. I don't know if it's... It was a awkwardest gun I ever had a hold of.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't... There's long barrel, and the stock is short in them. There's unbalanced. They weren't balanced up but they were marksmen with them. Now, they could use them men back then. There's lots of hunting here, lots of squirrels and other game, and that's what they had, and they learned to use them, and they could